The Rishonim discussed the following shayla. An ishis ish zinsa, a married woman that had znus with a non-Jew, and then the non-Jew later converted to Judaism. So we know that the general is not always an iser to live with your husband, but there's an iser to live with the Boel. So let's assume she lived with the guy and the guy converted and she divorced her husband, and now is she permitted to live with the Gersh and this guy is Shekatan Shinola dummy? Or Gersh, is she permitted to live with the Ger? So Rabbi Tam writes yes, and the Rivam says no. So what's the Nakuda? Why? What's the Pshat in Rabbi Tam? So they give different reasons why Rabbeinu Tam says it's mutter. So the first answer, Rabbeinu Tam writes, because it's mutter to the Boel, because Bias Akum isn't considered Bia. So obviously you never had Bia with the Akum, so therefore there's no Isser, and therefore that's why you can marry the Boel if he converts to Judaism and you're no longer married. And others point out, they agree with Rabbeinu Tam, but not, they say, no, really, Bias Akum is a problem. The only reason it wasn't, because once he can, and the reason why it's witter is because Gersh HaDiskai got them to know them, and someone converts to Judaism, so the person's no longer the same person. That's why it's mutter. Others don't like that reason. That's not what it means. If I owe someone money and I convert to Judaism, I don't have to pay anymore. Let's talk about in terms of who you're related from before. You can't become a brother, 30 years later. But either way, that's what some write. And the third reason given is, because when do we say there's an issur tabor? It's only at the time when you committed this nus, you'd be permitted to this Boel. If anyway here, the guy was a guy, so you weren't permitted anyway, so therefore the Isser to the Boel doesn't apply. So the Shulchan Aruch we passing up Rabbeinu Tam, that yes, in a case where a woman was zinsa and her husband divorced her, and now the guy converted and she wants to marry the guy, so we assume it's mutter. What about the Isser to Boel? Either we say Bias Akum isn't a Bias, so there is no Bias, so it wasn't a problem. Even if we say there was, but it's Gersh and Iskai Shekatan Shinola Dami, and if you don't assume that, others say because at the time she did the Bia, the Boel was Usher anyways. You only become Usher to someone who was Mutter, and whatever the reason, they assume it's Mutter. Most assume, however, like she wouldn't be mutter to a husband. I mean, let's assume they didn't get a divorce. Would she be able to stay with her Baal? So, Pashas, she's into us about is a Meiri that wants to say, perhaps according to Rabbeinu Tam, maybe she'd be mutter to the Baal, but we don't assume that way. So in terms of the Boel, we assume, yes, that she would be able to marry the Boel, either because of Bias Akum isn't Bia, Gershon and Skyer, or at the time she did the Bia, the Boel was Usher anyway. It's only a Boel who would be mutter if not for this.